was gravely disappointed with the response that the Regional Health Forum felt that the question I submitted was, as they said, outside their remit, because I believe the mental well-being and the mental health supports that's needed by mica-affected families is very prevalent, not alone in Donegal, but through the many, many counties in the Western Seaboard that make up part of the Regional Health Forum. And I'm very disappointed that we didn't get an opportunity to present that there. And I do believe that there is a need for a coordinated response led by some government body.
It is important to note, however, that while there are houses crumbling, people are suffering greatly through that, the mental health impact that has cannot be underestimated.
Very much so. Indeed, at the end of the school year in April, May, June, my role as chair of the ETB, we listened to management from schools reporting about the anxiety that was shared by their pupils, by their many staff who were also affected by mica-related in their buildings, and also the parent body at home. And that response from the ETB was to seek additional resources from the department, and tomorrow I'll be hoping for an update on this. But likewise, it's required from the HSE as well. So I will now go down a different avenue, perhaps with Donegal County Council, and I have a motion submitted where I do believe that this response is incumbent, that there's a task force set up in relation to Donegal and the Western Seaboard to confront the ills of mica.